This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of women marched through the capital of Belarus on Saturday, calling for the resignation of the country's authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. University students also took to the streets of Minsk to demonstrate against the detention of classmates during the wave of protests that have gripped the country for 4 weeks. For the first time in the weeks of demonstrations, supporters of LGBTQ rights appeared with rainbow flags to join the women's march in Minsk, an indication that Lukashenko's opponents are becoming bolder. Although same-sex activity was legalized in Belarus in 1994, stigmatization of it is strong, and authorities have not allowed any LGBTQ organization legal registry. Mali's military junta began talks with opposition groups on Saturday on its promise to hand power back to civilians after mounting pressure from neighboring countries in the weeks since it overthrew its leader. The summit was originally planned for last weekend, but was called off at the last minute after a quarrel between the military and the June 5th movement, which spearheaded the protests that led to the toppling of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. The opposition coalition of civil and religious leaders has demanded that the military rulers give it a role in the transition to civilian rule, but was not invited for the transition talks last Saturday. It was then included in the rescheduled talks, along with political parties, former rebels, unions, civil society organizations, and media representatives. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. China National Biotech Group and Sinovac Biotech said Saturday that four more countries have agreed to run late-stage human tests of their coronavirus vaccine candidates. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Serbia and Pakistan are among the new countries agreeing to phase three trials. The two companies are seeking more data overseas as new cases dwindle in China. CNBG's vice president Zhang Yuntao said its phase three trials are expected to involve 50,000 people in about 10 countries. He added that foreign countries have expressed interest in ordering a combined 500 million doses of its vaccine. Trials have already begun in the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Peru, Morocco, Argentina, and Jordan. CNBG is expected to be able to produce 300 million doses of vaccine a year once it upgrades its manufacturing techniques. Sinovac's vaccine candidate, CoronaVac, is currently being tested in Brazil and Indonesia. It has also obtained approvals from two other countries for phase three trials.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. The World Health Organization says it is not likely a safe, effective vaccine against COVID-19 will be available for widespread use before the middle of next year. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Health officials are urging people to lower their expectations. They say the development of a safe, efficacious vaccine takes time and cannot be rushed. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris says a vaccine must be proven to be safe and seen to provide protection against the coronavirus in at least 50% of subjects before it can be approved for public use.
The good news is the manufacturers are already putting bets on which one's likely to be the vaccine, and they're already working out how they can scale up production of vaccines once we know which ones are the ones we will roll out.
Harris tells VOA that WHO does not tell governments when a vaccine should be made available for emergency or general use. However, she cautions against raising false hopes about the prospect of an imminent vaccine that will vanquish the pandemic. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hundreds of people showed up in the center of Rome to demonstrate against the Italian government's measures to counter the spread of COVID-19. The nation's overall rate of transmission of the virus by infected persons has been creeping upward. With nearly 1,700 more cases reported Saturday, Italy has now confirmed more than 276,000 coronavirus infections in the pandemic. For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.